This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
Well, you know, last time we had a podcast, just us two, no guests, I told you that you love getting sunburn.
Can't help it.
Look at you now.
I can't help it. The whole coastline of Florida is a beach.
Yeah,
but I love the beach.
Well, why do you like to get sunburn?
You saw how much sunscreen I put on my face.
I don't understand it. I see, you need to wear what I wear.
Oh, and your brilliant idea?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I really want to develop these.
Okay.
Beach burkas.
Yeah. I think it would be awesome.
I do too.
Especially for people fair skinned like yourself.
And, you know, certain religious people.
Well, I'm sure they would. Yes, absolutely.
It would be very breathable.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be like that moisture wicking fabric, so it dries quickly.
Uh-huh.
But it also covers.
Well, there you go. You have a $1 million idea there.
I think I do. I really do believe this.
Patent pending.
Yeah, don't.
No, but I love the beach. I can't help it. I put a ton of sunscreen on. I need to reapply, I guess.
That's the problem.
For sure.
We're there for a while and none of us end up
reapplying.
And then we get burninated.
But then we use sun in and it's great.
Sun in. That's the hair stuff, ain't it? You mean solar recover.
That one. Then we use solar recover and it's great.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
And then we do sun in and make our hair change colors.
Blonde. I'm not a blondie, but yeah. Could. But we attempted to park this morning at a spot near Clearwater.
Yep.
And parked the car, got out of the car, walked up to where you pay for parking. $30 for 3 hours.
That was nuts.
Insane.
$30 to park in a place that I live. I pay taxes.
We paid tolls to get there.
I paid tolls to get there, and yet they still got to bleed me dry when I just park my vehicle. I don't live on the beach, so I got to bring my car.
Right. It's
insane. With stuff.
Yep.
And it costs $30. And that wasn't $30 for the whole day. That was $30 for 3 hours.
Right.
So we would have to go back out there, pay another $30 if we wanted to stay. Because we spent, 4 or 5 hours there today. Mm-hmm. So we would have had to pay $60 for 5 hours.
That's insane.
That's a lot of money.
But it doesn't make sense to me because it's not consistent everywhere throughout Florida, at least on the Gulf side that we've been to, where you pay for parking. Like there's some that's free parking. There's some that's $5. There's some that it depends on where you're going, really. But luckily, right down the street, there was a place that it's only $5 for the whole day.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. And this place was nothing to brag about. It was literally like an alleyway. You have 30 parking spots, maybe a bathroom, a little tent area. But other than that, like it wasn't anything to brag about.
They're charging you $30 for a toilet.
Right. I don't get it.
It's not right.
It's insane. I don't know if it's like a private thing.
I think it was a county parking lot, but still, I think that's robbery.
Uh-huh. I agree. And the idea that it can be different anywhere.
I almost wonder like why they have to charge us as residents, but why don't they just charge tourists?
Right.
Because they're not, I mean, they're spending money here in the state, so they're paying taxes and stuff, but they're not paying property tax in the county and all that stuff.
Road, school.
Yeah. It's a scam.
Sure.
I pay enough money already, so you're just bleeding me dry.
Yeah. But it was fun, though.
It was fun, and you got sunburned, so you're happy.
I'm not happy I got sunburned. I'm happy.
You like getting burnt.
I like going to the beach. It's fun.
It was fun.
But also earlier this month, there was 9/8/8 day.
Explain.
It actually happened on September 8th. And the correlation there, 9/8/8/9/8. Huh? You see it?
Wow.
Nice. But 9/8/8 is the suicide hotline. So if you are feeling any sort of feelings, emotions that would require such support, you call 9/8/8 instead of 911. And it would direct you to people who could help you and support you in those times. I think for mental health awareness, like this is big, right? Like this is something that it's been around for a while, but something that educate people on, let them know it's there as a resource. Like, I think it's important.
Yeah, I like the idea of 988, but why not? Why can't you just call 911 and they transfer you to, you know, just keep it one same number?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I like the idea. I think it's smart. I think it's easily remembered and pick up your phone, hit 988. But I just wonder why an additional?
Well, I guess it's immediate help. It's
so is 911.
Right. But if they're having to redirect you to a specialist therapist, someone, social worker, somebody who has expertise in those type of discussions.
I don't know. I just find it weird because 911, they take calls for like crime and then they take calls for people dying. So it's different. They're redirecting you to the either police or the fire department or whatever. I don't know.
988.
I like it though. I do like it. I'm just being cynical and kind of just wondering
what your unfiltered opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I like
Welcome
it though.
To the podcast.
I like that they're doing it, but I just think that it should be blended into the number that's already recognizable everywhere anyway.
Well, I think that's just, you know, it's another resource. I don't think it's in different or don't use this. Yeah, it's just another resource.
See, but we always talk about why they separate that kind of health with mental health, even though it's all a combination.
Well, I
but
think,
now they're separating it again.
Well, I think it's the idea of keeping communication lines open, right? If you have this problem, call this. If you have this problem, call this. If you have this problem, call this. I don't think that's a negative thing to put buckets and keep lines open. If somebody needs, you know, immediate assistance on their mental health versus, you know, house is burning down, why wouldn't you have two lines?
Because you don't have two lines for somebody's robbing my house versus fire is burning down my house. It should be one line.
Hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
But I don't think that it's, you can't call 911.
No, I know. I don't know. I'm done. I once again, I feel like the people are separating mental illness from other health things. And I don't like that. Well, I like the idea that there's an additional resource. I don't like the idea that they're separating this stuff. It's a part of life. And you should call 911. I mean, if you have a mental health crisis, obviously call 988, but I'm just saying, I feel like it should be one thing because it's already memorable. They're teaching kids about it in school, 911. They're probably doing 988 now, but I'm just saying, I just feel like separating this stuff again is silly.
Well, speaking of schools and 911, 988, all these things, recently, across all the United States, there has been a social media trend of kids. It doesn't seem to just be teenagers in high school. It's any age at this point are putting in either false tips or tips in general related to active shootings and or bombs and or things that are happening or, you know, all the things that we pray and hope never happen to our kids in schools, but they're putting in these tips and it is causing what happened recently in our Tampa area is police department with SWAT, with helicopters, with all the resources they can pull.
It's costing thousands upon thousands of dollars in man hours and you're pulling officers off of
crime,
actual crime, and causing them to waste time instead of being out there actually doing what they should be doing. But
mind you, if it's a real threat, then I'm glad they're taking it serious.
No, I agree. But when you come to find out it's not a threat, all those people that were sent out there, SWAT team, helicopters, all that, they could have been picking up somebody who got in a car accident.
Right.
You know, airlifting someone or anything. They could have stopped the bank robbery. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
These kids that are doing this shit, they need the hammer laid on them.
Well, hold on. So it's across the United States. It's not an isolated incident. It's, you know, I have friends in other parts of Florida that are saying that it's happening there too. I have friends in Virginia. We have friends, you know, everywhere that it's just widespread because these kids think they get famous. I don't know what they're thinking.
Funny, I think.
Right. That they can get out of school, that they, I don't know what they're thinking, to be honest with you. And I really hope that they either get help or can fully grasp their situation at some point, because it's insane that they think that this is okay to do, that it's, I don't get it. But the point I'm trying to make, recently, one of the sheriffs in Florida came out and said that from here forward, any child in school who puts in one of these tips and they are found, they will be perp walked in front of the media. Their images will be posted online as well as their parents' images. And their parents are going to have to pay for these bills.
Good.
For all of the sheriff's resources that are being utilized in order to investigate these things. And essentially, you know, it's almost like a walk of shame for both the kid and the parents. So I don't know how I feel about this on some of, like, there's so many different things to this. And I want to talk it out for a minute. The idea of a kid being perp walked, right? If they're out to get famous, like if they think this is a social media trend, I'll get famous if I'm caught. I don't know. I don't get it, but if I'm going to get famous. Well, if you give them a perp walk, that's certainly going to give them some attention.
Okay. But hopefully that perp walk isn't it. Hopefully it's a perp walk to juvie or jail.
I mean, everybody's innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I mean. Because what this sheriff said was they're not going to perp walk the parents because the parents didn't do it.
Well,
but what they're going to do,
topic, we'll get there in a second,
is they're going to call the media when they're getting ready to send this person out, probably prior to court, and their parents come pick them up. They're going to record the parents coming to pick them up and almost shame them. Now, one thing that I don't really like, but I almost think it's necessary, is shaming the parents, because sometimes these kids are doing stuff that parents don't have a clue, or it's just random.
Well, I want to stick with the kid for just a second. We'll come to the parents in another moment. But when it comes to the kids and perp walking them, right? I fully believe that if you can make a threat like this, then you need to be acted as an adult.
Yeah. Like, you're playing stupid games.
FAFO.
Yeah, right? You're 100% FAFO.
Yep. You are fucking around. You are about to find out.
Yep.
So I 100% agree with every action that you can take against the kid who is making these kind of accusations, whether they are real or not, to 100% throw the book at them. Treat them as adults, right?
Right.
But when it comes to the parents, I feel like the parents may need to be held accountable as well. Not just footing the bill, but something, right? Like, there has to be some additional action for parents. What you just said is some parents don't know. If you don't know that your child is either on some online platform making these kind of threats, or literally seriously has some problem within them that they are legitimately going to carry this out, there's signs, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's always signs. Then the parents need to be held responsible to some extent, some degree. I don't know what that is, but
I don't know. I don't know how you can hold somebody who didn't do anything responsible.
Because
they didn't do it.
Well, I guess if you're trying them as an adult, they are no longer a minor. But I was going to say they're a minor, so you would hold the parents responsible. But if you're trying them as an adult, then they're no longer a minor.
I do think that they should go after them financially for the bill, for sure. Because that's resources that other taxpayers are having to pay, and your kid did it. But I don't know what else you can do to them. They didn't do it. I mean, did your parents know you went on chat rooms and stuff as a kid?
No, every 90s kid.
Well, no, I'm serious. Like, did they know that kind of stuff? Like, what happened in them chat rooms and everything? No.
No.
But that's the thing. It's like, they didn't know. They just trusted you. Maybe the parents trusted their kid. They had no idea this kid had a sinister side. Sometimes that stuff just pops out. They go to school, especially high school, and they get involved with the wrong people. That happens.
It does.
Yeah. And they change. And maybe you don't see it at home.
Maybe.
I just have a really hard time with it.
I agree. But I definitely think they need to be tried as adults. And I honestly have a hard time saying even that because I guess there's 11-year-olds who have been arrested. Like, how do you put an 11-year-old through an adult trial in adult jail? Like, oh my God.
It hurts me.
Me too.
It hurts me, but you are playing a really stupid game.
And their brains aren't fully developed. It's like, it is so hard to know what the right thing is, but
our kid is younger than 11.
Mm-hmm.
And she would never do that.
You can't say that.
I know. Well, that's true. But based on what I know, she wouldn't do that.
You can't say that. I know it's hard to think, but we can't. Nobody can say that, right? You can't say that about anybody you know, that they would never do something like that. You don't know what anyone is capable of, what goes on in their head. And I think this is where I kind of wanted to bring in the idea of 988 is mental health matters, right? A lot of these kids who are going through these things and either one, they think that they're going to get famous, that they would never really do it, or two, they're really going to do it. Like, that's a mental health crisis. I can't imagine what is going through their head if they think that they have to take that action. Or if they think they're going to get famous, like, what attention are you not getting or that you're seeking, right? So wait,
you think some kid calling a school and saying a threat like that is a mental thing?
I think there is some mental aspect to it. Absolutely. If they're really going to carry it out, then that is a mental health crisis that you feel like that is your only way to deal with this situation.
Oh, for sure. I think people are crazy, though.
But for the people who are just doing it because they think they're going to get famous,
I don't think that's a mental thing.
Well, you can almost argue it, though, right? Because social media, if you feel so much pressure on social media, maybe you shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not mentally prepared for it.
I think it's kind of interesting that a lot of these local governments and stuff are considering and have enacted bans on minors using social media.
I don't know how you validate that, but I almost agree at this point.
I know. I do, too, because it's like they're being exposed to things out there that are terrible way too early. And if there's a way to police it to where you don't let them on there, like maybe you have to submit an ID to Facebook or something or TikTok to get on.
Right.
It's going to be hard to fake that. I mean, everything else you do online, you got to do an ID. Like if you want to buy Bitcoin, you got to do IDs or whatever. So why not do that with social media? Clearly, this country is going through a weird phase of young people feeling like they got to act out. And I am about 95% sure a lot of it has to do with social media.
Oh, 100%.
Because it's a trend, see somebody doing something. I mean, look, these fucking people were eating Tide Pods. Didn't you just, you told me yesterday or the day before the kids are eating straws.
Yeah, to save the turtles. Yep.
Why?
I mean, that could be a fake news line, but yeah, the kids are eating straws to save the turtles.
Yeah, straws aren't good for you. Don't do that.
Nope. Same with Tide Pods.
So I just feel like this social media thing is just clearly, I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people are not responsible enough to have it.
I agree.
So shut it off.
If you're not mentally developed enough to be able to handle social media, like the pressures of it, the ideas that these kids, you know, can get famous quick or get rich quick on social media, it's insane. Like, I don't know. There's something that's got to be done.
Yeah, it's no good. We're going down a bad, bad path with our young generations, and it's not good. It scares me. I do too.
So bad.
The fact that these kids in our Tampa area, they were forced to turn the entire school, turn their lights off, shut their lights off, announced, you know, essentially you need to hide. Mm-hmm. These kids are in class and you need to hide. And then red lights were blinking in their classrooms. They were under their desks, crowded in a corner, cowering in fear. And all of a sudden, helicopters show up. SWAT team shows up. They then send police squads to each classroom, take all the kids out to the gym, metal detect them, and then yank their bags open and check every single bag. Why would anybody want to send their kid to public schools now?
I have no idea. I really don't. I can't imagine what parents went through that day.
Oh, well, yeah. My biggest concern is someone calling something like that in, getting all the attention over somewhere else and doing something somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying to
me. Absolutely. Because it did. Like, there was multiple schools that this happened with.
Yeah.
Across multiple counties, across the whole United States. So it's like, oh, God.
It makes me angry because these kids are just trying to go to school and you're trying to teach them and make sure they're not, don't grow up to be uneducated.
Right. You want smart kids and social kids.
Yeah, but then you have to worry about your kid not coming home that day because of some random threat that's been dropped. And now your kid's held there. They can't move. You can't go pick them up. Nope. They won't let anybody near that place.
Not on campus. Nope. There was parents parking across the street because they weren't allowed on campus. And yeah, I can't imagine. I mean,
how helpless would you feel?
Because we're in Tampa. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department is the one that responded, and they did amazing.
They did. They did.
I mean, they responded to a lot. It sounded like that day was multiple places, but they did an amazing job keeping everybody safe, doing what they could to keep everybody in the know. But I can't imagine what parents went through that day, and I want to homeschool.
Yeah, it's nuts that you have to worry about that. The world is going to shit. And it makes me sad.
That's heavy.
It is. Now, let's switch gears here.
Well, I mean, I still want to talk about the police for a second. Did you see where they attempted to arrest Tyreek Hill from the Miami Dolphins football player?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see that he got arrested at noon and was at the game at 3 p.m.?
Yeah, and then he pretended to get arrested when he... Didn't he score a touchdown or something?
I think so.
And he pretended to get arrested. I thought that was funny as hell.
That was awesome. You know, they were Dolphins fans. The sheriffs that arrested him, they were Dolphins fans. Like,
why?
Because they let him go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Either that or he has a really good lawyer.
I mean, he's got money. Uh-huh. He can pay bail and all that. But, I don't know what they charged him with. I didn't really dig a whole lot into that story.
Me either, because it was hilarious.
He went to that game like the same day. So
I laughed so hard.
Clearly, it wasn't a big thing.
Right. It's Florida.
It is Florida. Everybody's used to this kind of craziness.
I actually wanted to talk to you about Apple. They just had their big event.
It's glow time.
Right. That whole thing. I don't get it. But okay. So their big reveal.
New button.
Was a button.
And it's not even a button.
It's a button.
It's like a touch thing at the top of the phone that's a camera, or I don't know. It's some kind of weird camera button that feels like a button, but it's not. You push it. It has haptic feedback. I'm like, man, smartphones are done. What are you laughing at?
Tell me it was designed by a man without telling me it was designed by a man.
What?
It's a button, but it's not a button. Well, you couldn't find the button if someone pointed it to you.
If you pushed it, it doesn't click in. If you push into it, it doesn't click in, but it makes the phone buzz. So, oh my God. Can't find the button. Yours has haptic feedback too.
Lord. Okay. Wow.
But this got me thinking, like, there is zero innovation anymore in smartphones.
Yep.
So what's next?
Oh, God. Oh. It was designed by a man. That's all I can think of right now. It was designed by a man. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a button, but it's not a button. He couldn't find the button. Okay. Right. So you and I started talking about this. Okay. You and I started talking about this, and we put it on pause because we wanted to talk about it here.
Right.
The idea that Apple came up with a button that's not a button as their big reveal is like that.
That's it?
That's it. That's it.
Right.
Is it like back in the early 2000s? It was bam, new phone, bam, new features, bam. Like right. It was
big features, like feature drops, you know, way better cameras, Siri, all that stuff.
Right. And now it just feels. It's a button, but it's not a button.
Yeah.
So is it, what is the next phase of the smartphone then? If Apple can't come up with anything new, right? Like they are the innovators, in my opinion. I mean, you've got Samsung, you've got, you know, some of the other phones that are out there, but it feels like we're almost on repeat with a lot of these because you've now got a phone that can fold, right? You've got a phone that can.
Yeah, I think that was intended to be like the next phase of smartphone, but. I don't think people want a bigger phone. They're already big.
Uh-huh.
And they're not real rugged yet. Those foldables, they're kind of, you got to kind of baby them a little bit. Because if dust gets in the hinge, it gets all jacked up. Your inside screen can crack real easy.
I can't take that to the beach.
No. But it got me thinking, too, about the next phase. Like, I don't think the foldables are it. I think it's wearables, like augmented reality wearables, like.
But then that's glasses. Not a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
So, are we saying the age of the smartphone is over?
I think it's coming. None of this is innovative anymore.
Right.
It doesn't, like, I used to want to upgrade my phone every single time because it was like, what? I gotta have that feature. Uh-huh. But now I'm like, eh.
Yeah, you've got a case of ooh shiny.
But there was reasons, too, for it. It wasn't just, oh, that's a new one. I want to get it. It was.
Well, 99% of the time it was that.
But. I don't have Siri, so I want to get Siri or whatever. But now I got a button.
That's not a button. And I got to find it.
I push it and it pretends to click, but the phone just vibrates.
I can't.
So I do. I think that the next phase is like
the phone fakes it, babe.
Like glasses. You're tripping. You need to go to bed. I think glasses with an interface built in.
Yep.
Mics in the arms of the glasses. Mm-hmm. All that is going to be the next phase.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we always talk about this, right? Like we've said this many times throughout our technology lives, right? That they always pre-flight technology and then they refine it until it gets to be something that is like we've had autonomous driving for a long time. You think about the cruise control, you think about lane assist, you think about like all these the sensors that are on a vehicle. Mm-hmm. Like you think of all these things that have been out there for a while. It's been testing to lead up to us
combining it all together.
Exactly. Into the next technology. So autonomous driving, you have all these pieces, right? Same thing. I think that we've been building up to what you're saying is the next phase of technology of wearables. You have Oculus Rift, right? Yep. You've got the, they well, do have
Oculus Quest, but yes.
Excuse me. You have glasses that have the microphones in them already in the camera. You've got, you know, so it's like we're always building up towards the next phase.
Well, and the Apple Vision Pro is a really good example of what I think is coming, but it's just the form factor is not there yet. We don't have the technology to shrink it down to fit in something as small as this.
Right.
With a battery life that can last you through a day.
Right.
That's the issue, I think, because the Apple Vision Pro, it can be augmented reality. It's not just like a game that you're playing inside this headset. It is using your outer environment to show you information. Like you can sit in a room and watch TV on the wall, mm-hmm. a huge screen on your wall.
Right.
But the screen's not really there. It's just here.
Right.
So I think shrinking that down and putting that kind of feature within like an interface, like your glasses, like what, how cool would it be if you're driving down the road and you have GPS, like it doesn't really mess with your vision, but you have GPS on your glasses. Mm-hmm. So you can see it shows you like a see-through overlay. That's like, all right, you need to get over to the right lane. Cause GPS is shit like that.
Right.
You're like, oh my God, I got to turn here.
I know that we did that earlier.
Yes.
North towards Tampa, south towards St. Pete. Whoops.
Went the wrong way.
Yep.
But I do think that that's the future because, and I don't know how you really interact with it yet. I know the Apple Vision Pro, you can actually use your eyes to scroll and stuff. It's creepy.
Ew.
But like, how do you type? Because I don't want to say things out loud.
Well, you could type with your eyes too. A lot of paraplegics do that.
Yeah, well, then maybe they pull that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled in paraplegics and used the technology like blind spot monitoring and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, we talk about it all the time. It's out there. They just start to accumulate and right. then creates the next phase.
But I think that Apple one is the best example of combining things together.
So we think the age of the smartphone's over?
It's coming, I think.
That's crazy.
All the smartphone things now are always like software based.
Right.
The upgrades. And it's like, well, upgrade the one that I have. And clearly they don't want to do that because they want you to buy the new one.
Right. Always.
But why?
Yep.
Especially with this AI stuff that like Google Pixel, they have put AI at the front and center of almost everything they do, including their phones. And a lot of this stuff is offloaded to the cloud. So anything can run that shit. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You're saying lots of words.
Yeah, I'm saying that your phone processor speed and RAM, all that stuff doesn't matter because you're sending, like if you want to do a photo edit that uses AI, it sends to the cloud.
Right.
It does it on their servers.
What's the cloud?
That's over here. Ask Kamala.
Oh, I'm so sick of politics. Not today.
Yeah, no, we have to talk about the debate.
No, we are not. Aww. I do not want to talk about Trump. I do not want to talk about Kamala.
I did enjoy that debate, though.
No politics today, please. I am already so sick of it. And we have a long way to go until November.
We do. But it'll be here before you know it.
It's going to be crazy.
We don't have live TV in this house, so we don't really see a lot of the commercials. So that's good.
No, I refuse. Every now and then when we're watching YouTube, maybe, but no. But did you hear about the Amazon driver who was so drunk? And I'm wondering if this is a fake headline, but it made me laugh so hard. I had to share it. There was an Amazon driver. He was so drunk that he was driving on sidewalks. He actually then drove into someone's house to deliver a package.
He drove into
the house.
Oh, he thought it was drive-through.
And when he was getting arrested, he actually had a note written already that said, "I can drive lit, bro. It says it right here."
Oh my God. This has to be in Florida.
I was thinking the exact same thing, but there was no palm trees in the video.
Dang it.
But I don't even know if it's real, but I laugh so hard. I can drive lit, bro.
I mean, some people can.
No.
It doesn't mean they should.
No, no, nobody can. Nobody can. They think they can.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They think they can.
Well, clearly, nobody can. He can't because he was driving on sidewalks.
Right.
And then, he drove into somebody's house.
Right. He's just parking. He's just parking.
Yeah.
That's convenient. Okay, last thing I want to talk about. Now, this is more into marriage type things. I think this is a very important thing that needs to happen between couples that have decided to get married, right? If you get engaged, one of the things you start talking about, besides a date for your wedding and who you're going to invite, needs to be whether or not you smash cake.
Well, you mean like in each other's face?
Yes. So at most wedding ceremonies here in America, you take a piece of cake and you feed each other, right?
Yeah, but that turns violent.
In some relationships.
I saw a video of this just recently.
I know.
Oh, did you see it?
I saw a video recently, too.
He That's grabbed her head and smashed it in?
I would.
Oh, no, I would kill. That made me mad. That was way overboard. The cake was from her forehead.
I would kick your ass.
To her, you know, ponytail or however she did her hair. It was on her whole top of her head.
So this needs to be a discussion.
I'd have been like, give me that marriage certificate before you sign it and rip it up.
This is something that every couple, and we have a couple, I have a cousin and a friend who's getting married next year. I'm going to tell them this. This is my only advice before you get married. Make sure that you speak with your soon-to-be spouse and you guys describe how you would like the cake smashing to go.
Yeah, you told me not to do it too hard, but you have to do a little bit.
Well, for me, I spent money on hair and makeup, probably way too much money on hair and makeup for our wedding. But I wanted it. And I did tell you, please don't mess up my makeup. That was the only thing I asked.
I just did a little bit around your mouth.
Right. Same. Yeah. You started to go for it, and then I actually kind of strong-armed into your mouth.
Yeah, that one video, though, he grabbed her head and pushed it into the cake. Like, he didn't even pick a piece up.
There's a lot like that.
It was the whole cake. I was like, dude, that's kind of dangerous, too. Like, there's structure to these cakes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they hold them together with shit.
Yep. Posts, like there's little posts in there sometimes. We had candles around ours.
Yeah, remember you burned my daggone hand?
We were cutting it. Yep. And your hand got a little close to the flame.
I said, ow. Everybody's like, uh-oh. They got a knife and he said, ow.
That was an accident.
Uh-huh.
But I think if for nothing else, if you get nothing else out of today's podcast.
Discuss that first before you get married and.
Yep.
And smash each other's faces.
And rip
cake.
Up the wedding certificate before it's signed.
Yeah. We just had a big party today. We spent thousands on that. Everything else is, we're not married.
Nope, not today.
Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.